I usually don't like breaking the shigra on a Sunday. Not to cave into the possible notion that Sunday is not one of the days of the week. So it's a little easier for me to focus on, because I have a lot going on today, to focus on an issue which many of you have raised, so I thought we should discuss it and share. And that is, what are the ramifications and restrictions on people who observe the Avelos of Svira at one time in our situations where they're asked to violate their observance of the Svira because of people who observe it at a different time? Right? In other words, we know that starting tomorrow, from tomorrow to Lag Bomer, is the only common part that all communities have for Svira. In fact, there are even some who begin, I shouldn't say it, starting today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, starting Tuesday. Tuesday till Lag Ba'Omer is the only time when I think all of Klal Yisrael keeps the availability of Svira. Starting tonight is probably the most common and overwhelming time that all Jews keep the Svira, but from Pesach till this afternoon and from Lag Ba'Omer till Shavuos, so that is those are the two different Hagim. 1 minute from Pesach till Lag Ba'Omer, as you know, that is the Mechaber's Minog, and the Ramah's Minog is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, from tonight till through the Shavuos Lag Ba'Omer. In practice, this is one of the areas where Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has had a enormous impact on the way halacha is observed. In other words, when I was growing up, nobody would make chasanis from Pesach till Shavuos, because if you made a chasana any time between Pesach and Shavuos, so even though it would be permissible for you to make it either after Lag Ba'Omer or before Rosh Chodesh, but a significant group of people would not be able to come. No one made bar mitzvahs between Pesach and Shavuos, not an off Shabbos bar mitzvah. And it seems to me what evolved is primarily through the Heira of Rav Moshe. This may be a little bit of the pressure of caterers. Remember, they were the ones who publicized Rav Moshe's Shuvah, I'm not sure. But the impact of Rav Moshe, you see in this situation where he really, it was a sea change in which the halacha was observed. Again, it could be the halachic sociologists they'll analyze whether it was promoted by caterers, whether it's because communities grew to the point where it is difficult not to celebrate simchas from Pesach to Shavuos if one wants to have unique celebrations in any given community, if one wants to not have overlapping celebrations. It could be that the size of the community had an impact. Rav Moshe's shul is primarily based on a Chassam Sofer. So it's another example where the Chassam Sofer has had, again, a tremendous impact in the way that we observe the halacha. So we'll take it back to the Chassam Sofer, and then we'll point out the Chidushim that Rav Moshe pointed out. Chaim Vasholim, Rav Achortzim Fursim, Zalman Zeg Segel. Noam Yikos Mechtov Yehova like Yibalti. Chassam Sofer has received this tshuva, this question. Hayoyis ki getruni rabim ben yonim shonim, kasher yirolai. He says, because so many things are demanding his time, lo uchal lo tseis b'kaseves hagasa, he's not able to give this the appropriate yishuv hadas that it deserves. Kaseves hagasa is the shear for eating in Yom Kippur, and it's a larger shear than kazayis because it provides the yishuv hadas. So he says he doesn't have the yishuv hadas that's really required. V'omer b'kitzer al devar nisuin b'shlosh. This happens in a very short shuva for the Chassam Sofer. B'shlosh mi'agbola. In this case, somebody wanted to get married within the 3 days before Shavuos. And it was a person who did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pivaribia. Why is that important? Because Meikir Adin, a person who's in real Avelos for a person who died, Meikir Adin could get married within Yud Beis Chodesh for sure, and even within Shloshim. And that's even alluded to in our Gemara, I think, in the top of Dav Dalet. Tosos says it. In Dav Dalet. So the Vazman Dochik Lo, and time is a pressure. And I saw the letter that went out from Rav Meshulam. And I believe Rav Meshulam was the Rav in Freshburg. I believe that's where he was. V'shom nemar, yan ki nogu po lasos nisuin, v'rosh chodesh iyor, vil lag ba'omer. Since it was common for people to arrange for weddings both on Rosh Chodesh and on Lag BaOmer, the Gamos Sindhi Sun Bishon Agbal, he also had weddings during the 3 days before Shavuos. The Chayin Lo Yosad Now Latarti Desasrei, and that's not a good thing to do because that is a Tarti Desasrei. Al Kain Mikan Veilach. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh made the following ruling. All right, now what's Rosh Chodesh concerned about? Meshulam, because when you learn Shulchan Aruch, you come up with two minhagim. From Pesach to Lag BaOmer, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shoshana Agbal, to the third of Sivan. When you look at the Mishneh Berurah and the Neisah Kelim, you have a third minhag, the Ariz minhag. The Ariz minhag is from Pesach till Shavuos, and we take off all the times you don't say Tachanun. That's three minhagim. Rav Moshe writes there are three more minhag, if you look carefully. One is that the mechaber really goes to the 34th, not the 33rd. So that's minhag number four. And minhag number five is to begin with the first day of the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And I think minhag number six is something that tweaks the 3 days of Agbola. But essentially, for our purposes, there are three major minhag. Rav Moshe writes that minhag to go through the Lamed Dalet, he says, is no longer kept at all. He said, even the Svardim, who should follow Maran Beit Yosef, they don't because they celebrate the little Derashvi and Lag BaOmer. So that minhag, going through 34th, that's finished. So he says there are really only five left, and essentially, Rav Moshe writes, there are essentially two minhagim. Why the two minhagim? So Rav Moshe writes that the source of the various minhagim is the Medrash that says that the Talmid Rabbi Kiva died from Pesach ad Prois Shavuos. Ad Prois Shavuos means about 15 days before Shavuos. So one minhag takes the Medrash Kipshutoi, like this translation, that they died from Pesach till the 15th of, till Lag BaOmer, 15 days before Shavuos, right? And the other, maybe 34th, So the other approach is that they died for the number of days. They died from Pesach to Shavuos, and they died for 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Ad Proy Shavuos is, do the math, 49 minus 15, approximately 33, with a mix of Yom Kippur, and as long as you mourn for 33 days, you're okay. So Rav Moshe writes, one minig is from Pesach to Lag BaOmer. The other minig is 33 days. So the Ekesha minig is, the Ramos minig is 33 days, but don't be misabel during Nisan. So it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And the other minig is, like the Ari, 49 minus all the days when you don't say Tachnan, comes out to be 33. So he says they're basically two different minhagim. Rav Moshe's position, and that's what Rav Meshulam is saying, it's a Tartin Asasre. To go to a chasana on, let's say, today, and go on the 35th of the sphere. To do a chasana today, and then that means you're not keeping either minhag. So Rav Meshulam had, in his town, there was, I read someplace that he was in Freshburg. It does not make that much sense, because it does not sound like he's in the place of the Chasam Sefer. It sounds like he's in a different place. It sounds like that Rav Meshulam was over here. In any event, so therefore Rav Meshulam said, it's not right that people are doing a tarta desasre. Al kein mikan veilach yelachaka kavua lesser nisuin b'shloishes yemei agbolam. So what did he accomplish? What was he accomplishing? Was he keeping the second? He was adopting the second minhag. Vanir midvar malalu shehikpid ella al shenogu lisa b'shana achas b'shnei azmanim v'mitaydid esasrei adonik b'pam echod kamuvon. All right. Okay. So this is ha'ara number one of the Chassam Sefer, and it sounds like he was only concerned about a tarta desasrei. Right, as opposed to being concerned about one place having two minhagim. I mean, he wasn't bothered by how could a town have two minhagim? Place is going to do one town, one minhag. Didn't seem to bother him, right? And it also did not seem to bother him the possibility of a person switching minhagim. What bothered him is if you're going to keep you're going to practice in 1 year, right? It didn't bother him if in Tavshin Ayin Aleph they did one minute and Tavshin made a different minute. Shana Achas. The Bekila Gedola Kemoi Bekan, let me use fresh word. Hashem Yivarchem Ye'oreh B'chol Shana V'shana Trei Nisun B'shnei Azmanim. Because in a big city, you're going to have a chasana that's going to be in all over the yomer. But in a small town, you have a chasana. Then you could work this out to have a chasana either the beginning or at the end. The kasher, omalei. Alright, now. So now, based on what we're saying so far, Rav Moshe develops the idea that when, number one, that it would be permissible to switch minhagim. How can you switch minhagim? So Rav Moshe has two approaches. His first approach is, even before that, why isn't it a problem this is going to do? How can one town have two different hogim? So Rav Moshe's approach to that, which is, we are samach on that all the time now, Rav Moshe writes, lois is going to do is an Easter when you have one town with two different hogim. But we will learn at the end of Masechtas Ksuvos that a town can have two different batei dinim. And if a town is two different batei dinim, then those two different batei dinim can have two separate kehilos, and they can in fact have two different hagim. The easier place to go to do is when it creates machloikas. So if you have one town, you have one shul, and five guys are keeping one minute, and five to the other minute, five guys are saying yivyasmach perkone. If five guys are yivyasmach perkone, so then that is a machloikas, because then every time one of the guys goes up to daven, then the five guys are yelling. So that creates a machlokes. But if you have two separate communities, you have a nusach Sfarad community, a Sfarad community, no. So where's the machlokes? So Rav Moshe writes that after the Second World War, when you have cities and people came from various towns with their minhagim, that in essence created towns of two batei dinim, of multi kehila towns. And therefore, there's no violation. What's it going to do if you have, even if you have in the same shul, we'll have people who put on tefillin chol hamoed, people don't put on tefillin chol hamoed. That's the next step in the chiddush. In other words, the first step is the Gemara says you can have the town two batei dinim. Next step in the chiddush is, Rav Moshe's chiddush is that at post-war, when people came from different cities into one town, into New York, this area, so that town became, ipso facto, a town of two batei dinim. Even though there were no batei dinim, right? But even if there's no rabbinic leadership on either side, but the fact that you had people from different communities hailing a different hagim, that created the same halachic establishment that says, in this case, Leis's go-to-do is understood differently, And as long as you have separate communities, you're not going to lead to machlokes, and therefore it's mutter. Rav Moshe took the next step. And they said, therefore, you can have in one community two separate minhagim. Because when you have in one community, you have Jews who come from Eastern Europe and Jews who come from Western Europe. So in effect, you have in the same shul, shnei badi dinim. And there's no machlokes, because one group is saying, I'm not saying my minhag is the minhag of the shul. I'm saying my minhag is the minhag of those who came from Eastern Europe. I come from Eastern Europe. I'm not telling you to put on tefillin, not put on tefillin. I'm saying as long as you come from where you come from, follow my minhag, come from, you can keep your minhag. So that was the next step. That next chiddush is in some communities is being questioned now. So I find very interesting that now, in the last decade, positions of Rav Moshe that were not questioned, that were overwhelmingly accepted, now very much being eroded, so to speak, which is the way that halacha works. You know, when you grew up and Rav Moshe was the overwhelming figure, you couldn't imagine there'd be a time when Rav Moshe's halachas that were accepted by the klal will then become eroded. But that's how halacha works. It works. And for example, Rav Moshe had a tshuva that he permitted scotch that sat in cherry casks. It was accepted by the whole Tzvutzis Yisrael. That I don't know if shuls serve that kind of scotch. The last decade, so that is there are many organizations have pulled away from that tshuva. Star K, believe. I'm not sure what CRC there. You pulled away from that tshuva. You also, you're right. The OU was also pulling away. Neither I got. They're weaning themselves off. And there's certain things you can't change in one fell swoop. You gotta hold on. So that's one area where then you have Pesach. Where Moshe, that was the machlokes of Moshe and the Rav. Can one sell the chametz of a Jewish owned store that will be open over the course of Pesach? So Rav Moshe said yes. Rav Moshe said, the chametz is sold. The Jewish owners may be over Gizela by continuing to do business with the chametz, but it was sold. And the Rav felt no, that the sales is an artificial sale. So again, in this case, Rav Moshe's tshuva held sway in all places except for the Talmidim of the Rav. But now, again, the sea change moving against the Rav Moshe in that regard. Bakama and Yonim. So this is one of those areas where there are communities that will have. There's one community in Toronto. I don't understand why they do this, but they have two separate minyanim on Chol HaMoed. You walk in, and you put on tefillin. You go this door, and then you go this door. So I don't know why that solves. I thought that Accenture is going to do, but apparently they say Solvus is going to do. In other words, they took Rav Moshe's chiddush, but not the very last big step that you can have shnei badinim in one shul. All right. So that's aura number one that Rav Moshe made. Aura number one is that what we have that in the same yeshiva, that in the same shul, you have some people who will be keeping the avelus of Sirah till Lag BaOmer, and some will say keeping tomorrow. Not a violation of what it's going to do because it's like shnei badinim. The Rav does not have to take an unpopular position by saying our shul is going to keep minhag X. No reason to do so. And you see that the Chassam Sofer said Rav Meshulam wasn't bothered by it. That was even before the Second World War, but Preshburg was a big town. It was a big city. So Preshburg also brought different communities together. And Rav Moshe, I don't know if he plugs it into this, but he makes that point in this context as well. Next is that Chassam Sofer says that Rav Meshulam was only concerned about a tarat de sasrei. Why wasn't he concerned about keeping one minhag in Toshin Ayin Aleph and a different in Toshin Ayin Beis? That didn't bother him, but bothered Tarat HaNesasrei in the same year. So Rav Moshe has the following chiddush, two-step chiddush. Chiddush number one is that if you have a minhag, different hagim, and they're based on the same general approach, and they tweak a general approach, then changing from one version to another version is not a change of minhagim. So he says, if a person changes from mechaber to ramah, from those who believe that they're keeping the historical reality of when they died from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, and then you switch to those who want to keep 33 days, that's a shini minhagim. But if you would switch from any one, if you switch within your shita, those will keep 30 to lag boimer, those will keep lag boimer. All right, that's a minhag of the same shita. Those who keep from Rosh Chodesh lag boimer till the Shalosh Me'agbala, to those who keep the Ariz minhag of 33 over the span, that's all one shita. That's not called a shini minhag. Right? Chiddush. Then Rav Moshe says that he thinks that you can even change minhagim from one from the mechaber to Rava. This is in this case. Yeah. But since there are those who say exact lotion. I'll get it later on. I believe okay, I'm not sure, I have to look what his reason is, but he says you can even change one from the other. And he said, well, if you change from the minhag that keeps 33 days to the minhag that keeps from Pesach to Lag BaOmer, you're keeping 33 days anyways. So that should certainly be permissible. And I believe he even permits the other way as well. So the... And then... Rav Moshe takes another chiddush. He says, this Rav Meshulam only addressed weddings. He didn't address the sporos. So Rav Moshe says, you can even keep one minug for shaving and one minug for weddings. Two separate minhagim. And this the Rav probably would disagree with. Because the Rav held that every minhag has to be formulated in a way that is consistent with minhagim, with halachas. But just like you have kol de'ein kol, the token rabbonon came, they rise the token. The Rav held this a shita from the going back to the Vilna Gaon, and through the briskers, that even a minhag has to be formulated ke'ein some other din. So therefore, the Rav understood that the minhag of Svira is where do we have some kind of din that prohibits shaving and not getting married? That's the Yud Beis Chodesh, the person observes for a parent, Rachmanal Islam. So the Rav said that's what it's got to be. That's the closest model. As a result, the Rav had a Chumar Nakula. His Kula was that just like in Yud Beis Chodesh, once a person looks grungy, when people tell him he looks bad, he looks terrible, he's allowed to shave for the rest of the Yud Beis Chodesh. So too during Sfira, once a person looks grungy, they're allowed to shave for the rest of the Sfira. He said it has to be that it follows the Yud Beis Chodesh. And Meidach is a chumra that any simcha meres is aser, any kind of party is aser. Rav Moshe Most Poskim did not go along with this. They did not insist that the minhag has to be formulated in accordance with some previously set pattern. And Rav Moshe said, you can have a minhag to shave, and minhag to weddings. So Rav Moshe does not have a third idea of Simchum Reyes. Rav Moshe would not prohibit a person going to he talks about, the Poskim will talk about not going to a place where they dance and music, simchas, but just people getting together to have a good time together without music, without dancing. So according to Rav, that's also, because that's part of the Simchum Reyes. And according to Rav Moshe, not the Chav Shemei. Alright? So what Rav Moshe is pointing out is in the minhag of Avelus of Sira. Number one, his first point is this is not a problem of Leis is going to do. You can have different minhag living side by side. Next he points, and that's a broad issue that Rav Moshe established, which is very, very mukubal in our communities now, that we allow different minhagim to live within one shul. Next, Rav Moshe's next chiddush is that basically on the Chasam Sofer, that this is a situation where you can shift from minhag to minhag, from year to year. You can't, and you need not do up Torah Sedarim. Why? So Rav Moshe apparently held that it was not considered to be such a significant shift of minhag, because ultimately it's keeping avelos for the children, for the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva, and even though there could be a slight difference in terms of whether you're observing a certain historical representation or a certain symbolic representation, but either way, you are giving representation to this minhag of Pesach Latzeres. Good. But a tarte de sasre, that's already, then you're not keeping anything at all. So that's the one thing that bothered Rav Meshulam. He said, that's one thing that you can't do. A tarte de sasre in the very same year. Now, Rav Moshe says, what's the basis for tarte de sasre? So that we all know that we can't daven mincha and mariv, mincha according to Chachamim and Marv according to Yehuda. The classic Tarte D'Sasre, we're all introduced to the Tarte D'Sasre by the Mincha Marv situation, right? You can't daven Mincha after Plag and Marv. You can't daven Mincha Marv to Plag and Shkia, because then you daven your Mincha according to Chachamim and your Marv according to Yehuda, the Tarte D'Sasre. Mashenoyim L'Hokel Achshav. He says, but even we are Mekel, and even that. That's because when it comes to davening, we're Mekel. When it comes, it was so much in Rabbi Tam, and that's because it was the Bali Atos were afraid they would not be able to get Minyanim if they would not allow this to happen. Abu Bashari Miloloi Mikol Makoim says back to the Chasam Sofer. Hanira Hainu Leinyan LeMeoven Chan Gavra Treklus Asrei Adodi. That's if one person does a stira. Abul Hochar Mezen Nosi Isha Bishlosh Meagbola Leisosar Leatzmoi Shmei Oilum Le Nosi Isha Bishlosh Meagbola. Rabbi Shmuel says, got to do the Plag Marim came. He says, but in this case, the guy who's getting married before Shavuos is not the same guy. Hopefully he got married before Rosh Chodesh. So there's no stira in their particular practice. So leshayich sharei hashtoch alecha misha hayrekach leisasrei klal veloshinei machleiks, and therefore he says he doesn't think that it was necessary for Rav Meshulam to make this takana. Kachin lechayr ella says, but there's a problem. What's the problem? The mesada kedusha ella lefize loyia mesada kedusha noy echad meachupa mesada kedusha. Adam, maybe the musician, I don't know. One of the guys, I don't know who the Ne'achub are. Maybe it means parents, I don't know. Maybe it means B'zeh Ashona V'yomer Shchaydesh Iyor Elag Bo'emer. I feel the Acheres. That's the problem. That's what it says for a rabbi to be Masonic Kedushin, even in two separate cities. But how can he be Masonic Kedushin in weddings that is a tie to the Sasra? So for that, he says that for that, Rav Meshulam makes a lot of sense. Kozak asavti lefi ma she nirip. I'm not sure. Shabonas sveikol iser are going. Rav Meshulam v'shom lehizkir rak shesoysim adodi misun kach nirli. Umisham yesh lilmoid. Right now, even this is where Rav Moshe says, I don't understand the Chassam Sofer. Even if he says, Tomua, the Vada and Masarik Yedushin will call a crew and Marshom the Yes Bechubash of Minigam Machaber, or Bechubash Minerama. He says, certainly the invitees and the Masarik Yedushin can be at both weddings. They can do a Tata disaster. Why? He says, because there, he says, well, a person who got married gets married today. He's allowed to have Sheva Brachas. He's allowed to celebrate the Sheva Brachas. Well, how can he have Sheva Brachas? How can he have a suit of the Eretz? He says, it doesn't say any place that if you get married and Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you can't have suit of Sheva Brachas. So Rosh says, yep, Sheva, that must mean that. Why are you allowed to celebrate? Because once you're chasam and kala, you have a chiyuv sameach, right? Agamor exuvus. Maybe it's not a tooth issue. Right? You have a chiyuv sameach. Chasam sameach is kalosai, and a chiyuv to misameach chasam and kala. So ain lesser mishum yomtiv shalahem v'ika chiyuv simcha. Aval acherim she'ina yomtiv shalahem v'lek lem chiyuv simcha. Eich sameach mesudas anisun elo vaday. He says, since there's no restriction on Sheva Brachas, so that means there must be at least 10 Jews who can come to the post-wedding party. That post-wedding party is taking place at a time when no Jew can have a simcha. It's after Rosh Chodesh, following wedding. How can they go? The answer is, because the halacha is you can't get married during Svira, but once a person gets married during Svira, the chiyuv to be mesamech chasam and kala overrides the avelus. So you have a wedding, so you're in the middle of Svira, but you have a chiyuv l'sameach. Right? So that chiyuv l'sameach overrides the avelus of Svira. And then he says, and I'll give you a raya. What's the raya? That one raya was the Sheva Brachas raya. But the other raya is that the Shulchan Aruch in this siman opens up by saying that one cannot Noyegim Shaloi Lisa Isha Bein Pesma Tzeres. But a person violates this minhag, we don't punish him. And normally a basin, but a guy breaks a minhag, the basin takes the task, otherwise he's going to lose the minhag. Ain oin shenoise. So Rav Moshe says, again, a little bit of chiddush, Rav Moshe says, if the rule is that you can't attend the wedding, ain lecha oin shegadol mizeh. You're going to tell him, you're going to have a tzaddik kiddushin, right? And then you're going to give a drush and shul, and no one can attend. Right? So they're going to make the wedding, and no one's going to come. That's an einish. So Rav Moshe writes, it must be that once you get married, everyone's allowed to attend. The chiddush. So that's the raya he has, that once you decided, once there is a wedding, so the chiyuv of sameach chasam kala overrides the avelus. Right? This is very significant nafkaminas. Right? Let's say, for example, one nafkamina would be, is that I get invited to a wedding, right? So let's say, normally if I'm invited to the wedding, Rav Moshe holds, if you're invited to a wedding, normally that means that you are, that the Chosam Kalo wants you there to Sameach, and Rav Moshe has another tshuv, he says you're even allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah to go to a wedding. Why? The Mitzvah Talmud Torah only gets pushed aside by mitzvahs she'yesh losos adeyach. If it can't be done by somebody else, then you're allowed to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. So Rav Moshe writes, if you got invited to the wedding, that means the Chosam Kalo is saying that you can Mesameach them and others can't Mesameach them. I didn't put up a sign in the shul that was, they invited specific people. That means they hold your attendance is being Mesameach them. So, and the guys who didn't get invited, they can't go. So it's Iyash Chosam Kalo Echeh. So Lani is died, you have the following nafkimina. Sometimes you get invited because the Chosam Kalo, they think that you'll be Mesameach them. Sometimes you get invited because it's your wife's college roommate. Right? Chassan doesn't know who you are. He will not recognize you. Right? It's a separate wedding event. The Kala is not going to see you. The Kala doesn't really care who Kala might marry. Right? You haven't spoken, you never met the person. So then, Tzorich Iyun Gadol, if the guy's allowed to go to that wedding during Sfira, his wife's for sure allowed to go. He can drive her, he can bring her back, he can maybe go to the chuppah. But can he really go to the wedding? I'm not sure at all. Right? I'm only invited because it's a third cousin, and our grandmother's going to be upset if I don't go. All right? Maybe there's a minute, maybe making your grandmother happy also in the right sphere. I'm not sure. But there's no misamechos makala. So it's not a head to the latal terror, and wouldn't be a head to the gundering sphere. Right? L'chara. That would follow from Rav Moshe's malach over here. There's another interesting ramification of this. What about going to bar mitzvahs during Sfira? So, one of the rabbonim in our community asked the Aaron Soloveitchik. So, Aaron had a huge chiddush. Aaron said that also comes under the category of ein koyin tenoisei. He learned pshat in the Shulchan Aruch that a person who violates Sfira, there's no kenas for violating Sfira. So the person who made the bar mitzvah during Sfira, maybe he shouldn't have made it. Right? But you don't give him a knas, so therefore you're allowed to go. That's a huge chiddush. Shulchan Aruch said, you don't consent a person who gets married during Sfira. But to take the next step, you don't consent a person who violates Sfira. Maybe. Adam Gadol said it. I once asked David Feinstein about this, if his father would go along with it. So he said, as I expected him, he would say, where's there a mitzvah to Mr. Mechel and my mitzvah bar? Right? You know, because the Rebbe's Mahalach is the mitzvah being Mr. Mechel and Mekala in the right sphere. There is no mitzvah to be Mr. Mechel and my mitzvah boy. Right? When you dance at a bar mitzvah, alright, so it's a Suda's mitzvah. So you make into a simcha, you mechazik the guy becoming a oil mitzvah. You mechazik a person. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can stretch and stretch and stretch, maybe. But that's they're just showing you the different unfin, the different branches that come out. Yeah, but let's stay on task from a few minutes. So the Chassam Sofer says, so if Chassam says a problem with the Mitzvah Kiddushin, is that going to be a problem? The Mitzvah Kiddushin has to pick his Baal Batim. He has to decide which Baal Batim will service and which he'll say, I'm sorry. This year I'm doing the Baal Batim from A to Z, from A to M. But I can't tell my Baal Batim in 1 year. Or he has to announce and tell him, Shei Nai and Hey, I'll be Mitzvah Kiddushin from Pesach to Falgoyer. Next year I'll do Rosh Chodesh to Shulchan Hagbalah. So Rav Moshe says, I don't understand this. He says, no. He says, once you've been chosen Mitzvah Kedushin, so the Chos and the Kala sing, you'll be Mesamech, you'll have to be Mesamech. So that's again, that, you see, it's a sea change. Rav Moshe was a sea change in the way that it's so common to have weddings between Pesach and Rosh Chodesh and between Lag Boimer and Shavuos. It's only because Rav Moshe said, Tamua, we don't understand this. But most of you look up there's a sefer called the Piskei Tshuvas, a very popular sefer that collects tshuvas around the Mishneh Berurah, the precursor of the Dirshu. The Dirshu selects very specific tshuvas, but the Piskei Tshuvas is Brahman. So the Piskei Tshuvas, you read what he says, it's also to go to a wedding when you're keeping the veils of sphere. In the sense, right? And then he says, another line that's awesome. And then he says after that, V'yesh Mekilim. And then he goes to the Yish Moshe. But that is a true representation of the way the halacha evolves. It's just that we are very, very, there's a situation where Rav Moshe was very impactful. And this is a step further than Chassam Sofer. Right? Look a little bit weiter. Kol Zeh Kosavti, right? I said this is a chasm sofer. Right? So the Chassam Sefer says, I said in the name of Rosh, it was incorrect. He, the Chassam Sefer is the two separate Hagim. That's why we often point out that the idea that a minhag has to be modeled after a previous din, that's a machlekes of the Titan, right? The machlekes of the Gur on the Chassam Sefer. You see, from this Chassam Sefer, they took issue with that Vilna Gur. Vim kein ach miloshen agoin nirud. He wasn't bothered about haircuts. Rav Meshulam didn't say that the entire town has to close down the barbers for one period. No, the barbers can stay open and people can follow their minhag. But weddings have to be hefshem b'shem nisuin having mitzvah as bandochik my b'udil l'fenenu. He says it could be, maybe it's not correct, maybe he did it because weddings often are when it's more festive time. The Yafal Gab the Miloshin Atur Mashman, the Khem Minig Isu Nisuin. Poshta Tfei Bukhala Oilam Yes Minik Tisferis. Kolmokim li poshta ella ad lag bo oimer. Umina Ashkenazim lag bo oimer veilach einen of minik vul kolkach. Vhoil vul mitzvah shashla yachmiru. Very come on, the ada going nikilu pol mini suin if you'll be tied in the sasre. Until Rav Meshulam came, so I guess it is pressure. He says they were machmir, even they were makel even the tartan asasrei. The chen b'kamer b'mekoymish b'tisperos echmiru. Al kein hoya nere the b'tisperos nisu and leko mishum lo yisus goyedu. Rak mishum stir nisu and asman. If kein shabi yishlam or kein shabu oisa shana lo hoya nisu and beir osa zman efshar lehokel. Then he says, this is also just very important to see how the Chassam Sefer writes. And he says, this is of course if the local Rav has not already made this also. Right? Kol zeh lo yinoydeh bevadeh shekvar nesem rab mirav agoyin v'inu rab domed daich v'yoysi sham achim agoyin oysrei v'inu rab domed daich already made it also. I'm not going to be makel against the Mor Dasrim. Good. So this is the Chassam Sefer, and again, as we pointed out, Rav Moshe's tshuva is heavily conforms the Chassam Sefer with the one additional in Loi Siskadu, which Chassam Sefer does not address, and with the additional chiddush that. That one can be mesameach choson vekala even with a tarte de sasre. And as a choson, you couldn't have a situation where a choson and kala, where the core family of choson and kala make a simcha a tarte de sasre. That you couldn't have. But those who are not in the core, I'm not sure how that would work. You couldn't have a situation where it's one family, one brother gets married at the beginning of Sfira, when brother's married, the other, that'd be a problem. But he says, but once a couple decides to get married, when it is beheter, then it's certainly mutter to misameh chos makal. He even goes further. Truth is, if a couple decides to get married, be isur. I would have this once also. I guess it was, I forget exactly what happened. But the couple decided to get married, be isur. So there still is a mitzvah to misameh chos makal. Okay. Mr. Fishman, go ahead. You had some questions. I did your first name, sorry.
Sorry,
Tala. Tala, good.
Why is the mitzvah of Chasan Mikala relevant? Isn't the issue that you don't want to punish them? It doesn't seem like, from what Rebbe was describing, it's not a matter of like, oh, mitzvah come at.
So the emphasis is he develops it. He says, Mitzvah Sameach, and I'll bring you a raya that we don't give him a punishment. Lani is daiti, personally, I personally, if Ramesh wouldn't have said it, I would not be so compelled by the phrase, Ve'ein Oin Shinoisa. Because I would have said, Ein Oin Shinoisa means that Basin doesn't come out and say, Chayrim, what are you doing getting married in the middle sphere? Ein Oin Shinoisa, we don't give him a penalty, we don't give him a fine. That's what I would have thought. How can you break the communal minute? That Ein Oin Shinoisa means that we do not pass in the Shaila. that maybe you shouldn't attend, I'm not convinced. But Rav Moshe said it, and you are convinced by it. So then it's two parallel concerns. I think not, there will be enough community in terms of the way that you're saying it. In my situation, where you're only invited because it was your wife's college roommates, there's no mesameach. So then, what Bezalel is saying is every enough community levina. But if you find ain't onchin also being a compelling reason for allowing people to go, then you'd be allowed to go even if you're not getting mesameach. That's always a good hara. I would disagree.
You wouldn't be allowed to go because there's no
Well, they did invite you, so if you limit, if I invite 100 people and then the rabbis say only 75 can go, you can see that. According to the way that you're looking, you can see that there's an omer. If they say this one guy can't go, you're right. They say that.
The two reasons for this are parallel.
Two reasons.
Meaning that there's a concern in some aspects.
He apparently presents it as the reading Ein Onchin Oso as a riot, his Mesameach argument. Now again, what Bezalel is saying is very important, because the Chassam Sofer does not seem to say what Rav Moshe says. Right? I thought Lanigas Daiti. I also thought that Rav Moshe writes Tamu. It doesn't understand where the Chassam Sofer is any hesitation at all in saying that you can attend because of the mitzvah being Mesameach Chos Makala. So again, Bezalel is Yerin the same down to the Chasam Sefer. Not bad. Okay?
I'm not understanding. Are they two parallel or are they building off each other?
In Rav Moshe's presentation, Aruch Chaim Kuf Nun Tes, is that they are, that they're parallel arguments, I would say. You can check it out to be sure. Good. Sam.
Is there any inyan of Sameach Chos Makala for an engagement party?
I don't think so. It's a good question, but I don't think so. I think you're hard pressed to make that argument. There is a discussion in the Gemara. When does a person become a chosan? A discussion amongst the poskim. When does a person become a chosan? So we usually assume it's like around the offer of time. And there is a Gemara about families and planting a tree once people were born, and then once they decided to get married and they... What was that? Right, yeah. So they
used... Princes, no.
So they did something once the shidduch was announced. So maybe you can say there's an argument that there is a, once it's announced, there is some inyan mesameach. I don't think so. I thought l'chaira, the person becomes a chosan. The earliest we know of is by the Shabbos, by the ofrof. Why by the ofrof? Because the Magen Avraham writes that you're allowed to give a gift to the chosan on the ofrof. That was the minhag. The old minhag was that chosan got gifts in the Shabbos of the ofrof. The old minhag was, Rav Shechter used to point this out, that on the Shabbos of the Ofer, the Chosan made a major drosha. And there was a minhag to give the Chosan a gift. It was called the drosha geshenk. Geshenk is a gift in the Yiddish, drosha geshenk, the drosha gift. So the Magen Avraham says, how can you give a gift on Shabbos? You mean makne kinyonim. So the Magen Avraham says, but you're allowed to be makne, you're allowed to do kinyonim with Terech Mitzvah. So the mitzvah, Mesameach Chos Makala, is a mitzvah with which one can make it, for which one can make kinyanim and Shabbos. So Shechter would point out, you see from the Magen Avraham, that the mitzvah, Mesameach Chos Makala, at least begins by the offer of Shabbos. But earlier, hard-pressed to say. The Mishneh Berurah discusses Sudas Shiduchim. Right? Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to have Erisin. A person is allowed to have Erisin during Sfira because of Shemi Kemenu Acher. So you're allowed to have Erisin. We don't do Erisin anymore separately from Nisuin. And you're allowed to have a Sudas Erisin. So the Mishneh Berurah says, you're allowed to have Shiduchin. And you can't have a Sudas Shiduchin. So Shiduchin, we know what that is, right? That's announcing the engagement, right? What's a Sudas Shiduchin? So you could say Suda Shiduch is what we call a lachaim of art. Possible. I'm not convinced. Not convinced that what we call lachaim in 2015 is Suda Shiduch. Suda Shiduch may have been the family and friends getting together having lachaim. Having a catered event for several $1,000. I'm not sure that's what the Mishnah had in mind. So I'm not convinced that one can have a l'chaim the way that we do l'chaims during Sphere. But to have what we call a vort, and that we call different communities flip it. But the night of the engagement to get together, one's allowed, but the Mishnah says one shouldn't dance then. So in answer to your question, it sounds like that an engagement, there is no mitzvah mismechos, at least she does say, she does remoisha, because the Mishnah Berurah says you can't have dance there. So according to remoisha, there'd be mitzvah lesamechos makala, she'd allow dancing. So apparently he held that it was a sudas, because it isn't a mitzvah, it's a sudas rishus, which he allowed because he didn't hold it the rav that a simcha meres is also.
Having the rav arms the beach, you would say it's the same thing as a bar mitzvah.
But I can't say because I didn't. I've never heard from him, but it's possible. Possible.
Once it's mutter to go to the wedding that you're invited to, so then what's the minhag about shaving? Based on these
three. Yes, I would think that it doesn't. I would think it only impacts shaving. If the kala says that it'll give her simcha if you shave. Right? So there are people like that. Like the father, the kala will be much happier if her father shaves, if her brother shaves. But I was just looking this up. So I don't see why that would. I even have a suffix if the kala. I am a suffix. If the kala would get upset, she doesn't care if her brother is unshaven at the wedding. She cares if her brother's unshaven at the pictures. Right? That's the emes, no? She doesn't care if it's the wedding itself. So is that? How do you analyze that? She'll be upset 2 months from now, 3 months from now, a year from now. So that's part of the mismechos and mekala. You say she's upset right now because of the pictures, the way they'll look a year from now.
But it's bothering her the entire night.
No, you're right. If it bothers the entire night, there's no question that that's mechos and mekala.
Actually, Sam Shnan, you do a Photoshop.
You're right. You're going to clean it up in the Photoshop. I don't know. Again, I would say, the bottom line, I would say, if the kala is concerned about it, so then that's part of being mismechos and mekala. If the kala is not concerned about it, so then I don't see the head to the shape. Go ahead.
What about, wouldn't it be better to get married early enough before Rosh Chodesh? So all the Shabbat brachos would be not within.
Does not seem to be any push to do that, and it's not always so easy. There are so many other. The Ramosh's language is in another tshuva. This is in Sadi Hay. He says, in answer to Lachay, in answer to the Gesh's question, in Einach Rech Lefonim L'Estaper, Shelo Bosh Kol Kach Lelech L'Chaz L'Boy Tisparis, Einach Rech L'Estaper. If he's not going to be embarrassed, Avol Im Beloya Tisparis, Einach Yocho Lelech L'Chazana, Rashay L'Estaper Afshu Miyom Shnei Gisa. So he said, Ramosh's language is, you're going to be embarrassed to go to L'Chazana, if without being able to shave. That's his litmus for shaving. Will you attend? If you won't attend, then you shouldn't. Then you should shave. He says he's not just referring to those people that they have to come to the wedding, and that they would leave their business to come to the wedding. He's invited. Right? It's not like a bris, we only allow the father and the mother and the tzaddik. Why? Because there's no mitzvah to be at the bris. The only one who has to be at the bris is the mitzvah of the father. And the father has to have a party. But I'm not obligated to be there for the party. So that overrides. And he said, gives the ride that we gave, because he even left Matal Talmud Torah to go to the wedding. And then when it comes to dancing and the music, leko shemiser, because they're part of the simcha nisu. Very gam kishiyasu chasim lag ba'omer a rebbe shchedish harasin simcha b'kolz and shimei mishna. But gam b'rikudin, because you can even dance and have music. For Hashem and brachos umutorn kol adam liyosham l'smach b'simchasam. They came with gam b'zeh came shachasam yomuter because he allowed to get married, and now we have to be samechim. If it will prevent you from going otherwise. Just parenthetically, in the same, as where he says, Knisa le teatr or le movies. She's not a spell movies anymore. This Yeshua Lehman may be, I'm not sure if he's the brother of our Schneerlein, I'm not sure. Okay, what else? Do we have any issues unstudied? Right, this is where he writes. Okay, good, now we're ready for the afternoon's chasna.